The case concerns a Pennington County couple, Sally and Michael Richardson, who separated in September 2014 after a 16-month relationship that included a few months of marriage. Sally reported that Michael forced her back into prostitution, was physically and verbally abusive, threatened to kill himself or her, and forced her to perform degrading and medically unsafe sex acts that left her with life-threatening health complications and a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. The two were divorced on the grounds of irreconcilable differences in April 2015. A few months later, Sally sued Michael for intentional infliction of emotional distress, seeking punitive damages. Michael moved for dismissal, and Seventh Circuit Judge Robert Gusinski, relying on Pickering, granted the motion to dismiss. Sally appealed. At oral arguments in October 2016, Rapid City attorney Nathaniel Forrest Nelson represented Michael Richardson. He tells justices that the dismissal was appropriate.
Spouses can sue spouses. It's just the one specific instance where it's a suit based off of acts that were predicated on the dissolution of the marriage. And that's what a divorce proceeding is for, and that's what this court has decided.
Nelson says there are other remedies for what his client is accused of doing, including criminal charges.
Judge Gusinski specifically asked, well, have the authorities been notified? This sounds like some horrible acts that have happened. And Mr. Pascalucci stated, yes, the authorities had been notified. An investigation had been done, and that there was only charges that were ever brought out of all these allegations were charges solely against Sally for prostitution. There's nothing brought against Mr. Richardson, so that's one remedy. She had that remedy. Didn't work out.
Nelson says there's also the possibility of rehabilitative alimony.
South Dakota is a fault state divorce. She could have stated in her answer that it was intentional infliction of emotional distress or extreme cruelty or habitual intemperance, but she didn't. She settled the case. She lost that opportunity. She waived it right there for a settlement that she got out of the divorce. And now what they're asking this court to do is allow a second bite at the apple.
According to briefs filed before arguments, Sally Richardson's property settlement was $30,000. Rapid City Attorney Robert Pascalucci represents Sally Richardson. He tells justices during oral arguments that the Pickering Court cited public policy as justification for its opinion, but he disputes that court's concerns. One of them is that lawsuits would disrupt marital harmony.
But in these kind of cases, the harmony is gone. It's already long gone.
Another concern is that allowing divorced spouses to sue for intentional infliction of emotional distress would open the floodgates of litigation. But Pascalucci says there are safeguards to prevent that from happening.
That is because we trust our trial court justices to sift through the cases and find those that have merit and don't. We also have Rule 11 sanctions that we can bring against attorneys for bringing frivolous cases.
Pascalucci says those old concerns are outweighed by public policy issues of today.
Are we going to give a free pass to someone that beats their spouse, that makes them do things that they shouldn't do just because they're married? We should not do that. Everybody deserves their day in court.
The Richardson opinion, authored by Justice Jeanine Kern, notes that if the Richardsons had remained married, she could have sued him. The Pickering precedent just applies to divorce. The opinion agrees with Pascalucci that marital accord has already been destroyed if one spouse is accusing another of intentional infliction of emotional distress. By legal definition, that behavior is egregious, outside the bounds of decency, and where it exists, there is no harmony. The opinion also notes that the state legislature has determined that married persons have a right to sue for redress and protection from harm, and the Pickering decision defies state law and obstructs justice. Justices Lori Wilbur, now retired, and Stephen Zinter concur with the opinion as written. Chief Justice David Gilbertson and Justice Glenn Severson concur with the result, the overruling of the Pickering opinion, saying that a person abused by a spouse should not be required to stay married in order to seek damages. But they say an ex-spouse should not be eligible for tort damages for the same conduct that resulted in an alimony award. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.